but it does happen in extremely rare cases.
Well, we're trying to get the show started here. have to get the music going here. I had a conflict of interest. Here we go. Now we got it. There we go. Now we start our show a little crazy every time. Album. That's Michael Hamilton and Bud Deal, the famous saxophone player for Wayne Eddy and Roy Orbison, a bunch of them. And, of course, humming in the background was Steve Barish, and this is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, October 15th, halfway through the silly month. I just barely got all my bills paid or started to pay them, and here they are again. Warm and friendly 75 degrees out here in the middle of nowhere. How are you doing, Steve?
Well, I wish I was out there because it's 37 degrees here.
Oh.
Really, really cold.
Well, I might have a project. You're coming out for that show in February, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we might have a little deal for you to move out here and get paid for it.
Really?
And do what you like to do best. I can't talk about it now, but you would have to probably live in Beverly Hills, and that's about all I can say.
Okay, that would be fantastic.
And you could drive your car year round. And we could go out and hang out with Jay Leno.
How's that? Now that would be fun.
From CJ.
Yeah.
So tell me, I got a video that I'm going to play off of YouTube in a minute, but Before I do that, I want to hear about what's been going on, because it's been a whole... Oh, by the way, did you get your book yet?
No, I haven't received anything, Fred, but I know it's on its way.
Yeah, I think you got three of them coming. I signed one to you.
Thank
I signed
you.
All three of them, one to you, and then two for your friends that you can write their names in or whatever.
Great.
You know?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're rounding the corner with some big publishing deals. I can't say about who they are with, but they're big publishing deals. A whole lot of interest in really like printing a million of these puppies rather than a little measly thousand that I printed so far.
Right.
Oh, a nice tweet. I just got a nice tweet on the nose from Bella Boo. Yeah. So tell me, how's the energy and everything? Oh, by the way, your white flamethrower is completely 100% finished.
Oh, fantastic.
Just got to get it shipped off to you.
Wonderful.
Know? Yeah.
Really, really looking forward to it, Fred.
Yeah. So anyway, what's been going on?
Well, I'm recovering as best I can. And I've been massaging all week long, and I'm starting to get stronger than I've been in a long time. So I found out that I didn't have any hydrochloric acid. My body wasn't making that.
Digest very well if you don't have hydrochloric acid.
That's right. And so I've been taking hydrochloric acid in a pill form, and I'm starting to feel much, much better.
Oh, yeah,
so,
you metabolize all that extra fat and everything.
Yeah. So I'm starting to lose a lot of weight. I've lost 24 pounds already.
See that now quite a bit?
Yeah, it just feels good to take off that weight.
You've got a different pant size by now.
Well, I'm down one pant size anyhow.
What's your weight size? What'd you go from what to what?
I went from 46 to a 44, and hopefully by the time I get out to California, I'll be down to a 40 or a 38, something
like
that.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, 40, 38.
Oh, cool.
Right now, this little overhanging stomach I have, if I don't eat for 2 or 3 days, go away, and the rest of my body is fine. It's just this little tummy that I always have.
Well, I'm eating a ton of vegetables, Fred, just a ton of vegetables.
Aren't they great? Don't you feel good?
Oh, I feel like $1 million. It makes such a big
difference.
What's
your favorite vegetable?
Probably spinach, and next one would be asparagus.
Yeah, asparagus is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you can really notice that when you go pee-pee.
Yes.
Get that
yes,
nice, beautiful. I should make a perfume out of that. If we made a perfume out of that smell, not out of pee-pee, but...
It's very interesting, I'll tell you that. It's
a different
kind of smell.
People will look for asparagus eaters.
Yeah, but the amazing thing is the amount that I'm eating and the amount that's coming out. It's just absolutely amazing. And you feel so much better. You know, you get rid of all these toxins in your body.
Oh, yeah.
And, you were telling me long time ago, start eating more vegetables. And lo and behold, I gave up a lot of meat and eating vegetables, and I feel like a zillion million dollars.
Oh, meat just loads you down, kills your cholesterol, stops up your heart. That's what Hitler used to call it, corpse eating. Hitler was a vegetarian, by the way. If you grow a mustache, you could be Hitler now and take over the United States. Be the head fascist here. What do you think about old Obama winning a Nobel Peace Prize?
I think it's pretty good. I think the guy is, he's trying as hard as he can to do whatever he can to help this country. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you know, a Nobel Peace Prize for anything, you've got to give him one for anything, meaning that he's helped, really, he's really turning this economy around, number one.
Yes, he is.
Number two, he's go all out on health care, which is a big problem.
Well, I think the issue with health care, no matter what he does, between the Republicans and Democrats, they don't like it, you know.
Oh, they're never going to like it because they're all special interest people. They're all connected to drug companies and medicine.
Yep.
Every one of them.
Yep. It's just so corrupt, Fred. Just so corrupt.
And so
it's amazing.
That's what I want to do now. I'm going to... It's on YouTube, you can look it up under Women Disabled. I want to play this. This is a triathlete. This is what Tamiflu does for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to hear it. And this is a lady that might even be able to bring my camera around to show this. Let me just see what we can do here. This is a lady that... Took the flu shot just previous to getting ready to do a triathlon. He's probably 28 to 30 years old, in top physical shape, no health problems ever. Listen to this. As I get it queued up here.
Mm-hmm.
This has been my point all along. Takes a minute or two to queue it up, but I will do that. You got to get your camera going soon, you know what?
Yeah, well, as soon as I get this new computer, it'll be really great.
Here we go now. I've got it on the camera. You turn the volume up. Okay, now, before I had a problem, oh boy, I'll tell you what, I have more fun with this. Before I had a problem with the sound, I couldn't turn it down. Now I can't turn it out. Here we go. All right, here we go. Let's start it over again. There we go. We get the sound of it.
Right off the top tonight, a shocking side effect to a routine vaccination. You heard her right. A regular flu shot gone horribly wrong. Tonight, the warning this woman wants everyone to hear. Good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Bolton.
And I'm Sean Yancey. A few weeks ago, Desiree Jennings was training for a half marathon. Tonight, she's struggling to walk, talk, even eat, left disabled by a very rare reaction to a seasonal flu shot. Plenty of Coffee has more on this.
Rare my butt.
Yeah, rare at all.
Doctors say flu shots are safe. In this case, the FDA says they found nothing wrong with this particular batch, but sometimes there are complications, and that's apparently what happened to Desiree Jennings, and now her life will never be the same.
Oh, God.
6-year-old Desiree Jennings is the picture of health. She's a red
skin. Very beautiful girl. She looks a lot like Mikhail. Very beautiful.
Her life changed forever on August the 23rd when she says she got a seasonal flu shot in a local grocery store.
And she's having to gulp those of you can't see this.
10 days after.
I mean, this is a drop.
Shot,
this is a 10. This is a beautiful girl.
After that, her health spiraled downward.
I guess it's catching up here. I don't know what's going on. Hang on. Gotta wind it back again here.
Ten days after receiving the shot, she came down with the flu. After that, her health spiraled downward. She started passing out and had to be hospitalized twice.
Yeah, we went to an urgent care facility, and they wouldn't even let her get out of my truck because she was seizing in the back, so they called me.
Having seizures.
Doctors at Fairfax Inova and Johns Hopkins diagnosed her with a rare neurological disorder called dystonia. They think it was caused by a severe reaction to the flu shot. She now has difficulty speaking, walking, even eating. During our interview, she had several seizures. The effects are irreversible.
Those of you watching TV can see what a pretty girl she is. Or was.
I got the picture. I mean, I have an idea what's going on.
Yeah, just take a minute. I got a slow download rate, so I back it up a bit.
Walk with the brain signals are missed by brain.
Desiree reported her health problems to the Food and Drug Administration, thinking there might have been something wrong with her vaccine. We also contacted the FDA, and we were...
I apologize to my audience out there for this problem. Download time. This is a heavy download right now on YouTube. Because of our show, everybody's tuning into it.
Desiree reported her health problems to the Food and Drug Administration, thinking there might have been something wrong with her vaccine. We also contacted the FDA, and we were told they found no problems with the particular lot of flu vaccines that Desiree received, and the agency has not received any other reports of adverse effects from this lot. Health experts stress that overall, extreme side effects are rare.
The flu shot is very safe for the majority of the public. And as I said before, your heart really goes out to someone who experiences this sort of thing, thinking that they're doing something great for their wellness and their general health. But unfortunately, it does happen, extremely rare cases.
For Desiree, she just happened to be one of those rare cases.
I suppose what this has this thing for
self. You can barely set up.
Desiree and her husband went to the Mayo Clinic in Arizona in November, hoping to get more answers about this disease and how they can live with
it. Disease. Now they create, they call it a disease, and it
can help people say that
it's her fault.
Rare. Now
it's
you can learn
assholes.
More about dystonia.
Excuse
it's
my French.
How rare it really is and the symptoms by going to our website, myfoxdc.com. Just click on the health tab.
There you go.
To ruin a young woman's life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and now in Japan, check this out. In Japan, most of the, you know, the Japanese are a higher chi force consciousness people.
Yes.
And they have a higher, probably the microtubule region of the body, which conducts all the chi forces, the acupressure meridians, which are now called by orthodox medicine microtubule passageways. They probably have a larger size than the average person. And so they're more susceptible, just like the African-American has sickle cell anemia problems.
Right.
In some cases, they're more susceptible to a blood disease. So this they're trying to, in Japan, a lot of kids had permanent brain damage between the ages of 20 and 10.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an anomaly. Now, realize this is a living virus. This is the first time in the history of viral inoculation that people have, come down with all this stuff. I mean, it's just, it's not, and this was created by this wonderful Dr. Tannenbaum in 1997, recreated from the old Fort Dix thing in 1918, which was then resurrected by Rumsfeld and Searle and Guillemede in 1976, and now they resurrected the damn disease again. And the strange thing is, people aren't dying from it. You know, it's doing more damage. It's just, go get a rhino. If you have a flu shot, get one for the rhinovirus or one of the common flu things, because a lot of this stuff they're diagnosing is the H1N1 is nothing more than probably a modified rhinovirus. And we're seeing a lot of that around here in this community where I live now. And they're trying Southern California has ravaged, the school systems are ravaged by swine flu, BS. I got friends that got kids in all these different school systems, and none of them are sick. They're all quite healthy right now.
Yes.
It's all crap, you know?
Yep. I know that we had, there was a case of it in Ithaca at one of the colleges down there, and they said that somebody had died from the H1N1 flu, but they didn't say if he died from the flu or he died from the shot.
Yeah, and they probably don't even know.
Right, we don't even know.
And when you get it, from what I understand of the symptoms of it, it's just nothing more than a bad cold, you know, with some chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's said that people in our age group probably have a natural immunity to it, and we won't be required to have the shot if you're past 65 years old.
65, right.
Yeah,
right.
It won't be a requirement because you're not susceptible to the virus. Now, what does that tell you? People that created it probably are 65 and above, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, even the birds don't lie. Even the birds are getting mad tonight about that.
Yeah. I think we ought to give out the phone number in case anybody has some information. Our phone number to call into is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. We have a lot of lines, so we can talk to a lot of different people about these things.
Yeah. And so, yeah, exactly. If you guys have any questions, give us a call on all this stuff, you know.
I think it's important for people to realize that the nuclear receptor has a lot to do with helping people with this stuff. And I think it's important.
Explain that a little bit, you know.
Pardon?
You're using it on your patients now, right?
Yes. Matter of fact, I just had somebody else that wanted to buy an aquamarine, and it seems to be helping a lot of my clients. So I've got five people out there with the nuclear receptors now, and they feel completely different. I mean, their frequencies have changed so much, Fred. I think one has been wearing hers for 2 years, And my newest client, who just got a diamond in his receptor, is feeling so much better. So they're all doing well. They're wearing these receptors, and it's making a big difference. So I think what happens, Fred, I'm pretty well sure this is what happens. The frequency goes up so high in the body that it just wipes out anything that wants to come in.
Which is
amazing. And you know, I've got my nuclear receptor on, and I just don't want to take it off anymore.
Well, I got mine on right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, the now that we have a medical terminology to discuss the behavior of all our items that we make, and we're no longer considered rogue product makers.
Right.
We know that for a fact that the nuclear receptor produces a SPDC, spontaneous down conversion effect, on the stone.
Mm-hmm.
At the frequency. This is where light, you know, like light in the room here, it's the gemstone. It's focused on the she force energy, which comes off the satellite part of it, goes out
right.
A hole in the back, hits the aura field. It hits the aura field in such a perfect frequency that it destroys flu viruses on contact. When they contract in your body, it destroys it. It destroys it by not what we used to think was the surface effect. It's not. It's a direct impact onto the cell wall of the virus itself. It releases light instantaneously to that frequency on that cell wall, and then that cell wall breaks down and it goes away and it can't attack, because viruses like to clone other people into their characteristic.
I think we have somebody on the phone.
Anti-flu machine.
Yeah.
You know, we should be out there vaccinating everybody with receptors, you know.
That's a good idea. There's somebody on the phone, Fred.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
Good. This is Dennis from Minnesota again. My wife and I have a question about the holographic projector. What's the difference between those who purchased one 10 years ago, the older model, and the newer model of today?
Well, the newer model, the ones we made, the ones you wear, are you talking about? The older one was a very crude. The mold was made from a immersion process where we used a helium cadmium laser into a fiberglass a solution that creates a mold that it makes a fiberglass mold, and so the energy, the sharp clarity. It's like on your TV setup, you have a blurred control, you know, the old focus control on the old set. It didn't focus everything. It worked, but it didn't focus. The newer ones were made on a helium HECAD machine. A HECAD program CMC or whatever machine it is. It takes a computer and it does it to, you know, like a 10,000th or 100,000th of an inch CNC machine. And so that mold, the new molds are made on a CNC machine, and we also modified the bridges, and we also added two more pyramid structures in between the two receptor-like looking things that are on there. In other words, it looks like two receptors glued together now in above and below the joint of where they're hooked together. We added another pyramid structure. It's a focusing device. And so the old ones were cool, but the new ones are like night and day. It's like your Volkswagen is now a Ferrari kind of thing. So they're much better. The newer ones are much better. Do you guys have those yet or not?
No, not till about March of next year. We're going to go ahead and get our sterling silver ones.
Oh, good. Well, that'll come in a couple of hours, the way time goes, you know.
Yeah,
that'll be good. That's right around tax time, in case you didn't know it. Are you getting a refund?
Hopefully this year, I guess.
Oh, that's all.
I haven't even thought of the refund. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, there you go. Now you can spend it early.
Yeah.
Christmas. You should go for Christmas.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, you have a nice evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, he was called in last week, I believe.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was.
He's got one of the harder jobs in life.
Yeah, he's a.
Somebody's got to do that stuff, you know.
I think he's a sheriff or a.
He's a warden in a prison.
Works in a jail. Yeah.
Warden, but a what do you call it? A security officer. He has to go through.
Yeah.
He has to avoid the shanks and the and everything else and keep these guys from killing each other. You know.
Right.
That's a hard job.
That's a hard job, is right.
Yeah.
Very hard job. But anyhow, getting back to the nuclear receptor, it's something I know that I feel much different when I wear mine than when I don't wear it.
Yeah.
And so it really helps me a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, there's another caller. It sounds like another caller. Do I hear a caller?
Hello?
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 Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Fred. Sorry to change the subject on you, but I just wanted to ask: do you think that the pulses from the central sun of the galaxy could possibly rearrange the DNA of the people on Earth?
What do you mean, like pulsars?
No, the pulses that are going to be coming from the central sun of the galaxy.
Oh, you mean from the Pleiades? You mean which galaxy? In other words, are you talking about the rotation of our solar system around the central sun, or rotation of something else?
Galaxy.
But it's the center of the galaxy. That's the first thing we need to know.
I keep hearing from people that there is going to be pulses, like a super wave that's going to come from the central sun of our galaxy.
Well, you got to understand the mechanics of this. There's a thing called the precession of the equinox. That's where our solar system rotates around the Pleiades every 26,000 years, okay? Then, being in the Milky Way, we have theoretically a black hole in the center of the Milky Way. Usually galaxies have a black hole, and the galaxy itself rotates around the black hole, but not a star. It would be a deceased star, okay? In my book, have you got the Rays of Truth book? Have you got that?
Nope, not yet.
Well, in that book, I describe how, you know, looking at the Heisenberg principle in physics, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, to be exact. Energy evaporates into the black hole, and physicists call it the Hawking radiation. But if we take it to another level of what we call the soliton level, which is the latest thing in quantum biology, what we're describing now is a phenomenon in which the different energies evaporate into a black hole, go through what's called a membrane, they cross space and time instantaneously in what's called an Einstein-Rosen bridge, and they manifest into the chromosome level of your DNA. You know, it reappears there. When the body is reproducing cells, the 46 chromosomes are not always present until the reproduction called mitosis takes place. When that happens, these chromosomes appear momentarily, and the cell reproduces itself, and they disappear. And in that, I explain my theories of how this black hole energy animates the chromosome level of the reappearance of these different cells as they mitose or reproduce themselves. So what that means is that there is an influence on your cells from black holes around in space. These cells then produce hormones in the body, and the hormones are units the hormone is defined as the first biological unit of chemistry to possess consciousness. I'm just talking orthodox here. I'm not getting airy-fairy. And so therefore, black holes do have an effect on your consciousness, okay? We are going into a superconscious awareness now. You notice time is sped up. The reason time is sped up is because the presence of the dark star has sent its own gravity waves. This dark star has a fast rotational cycle, faster than our sun. And with its planet, which is called Nibiru, or whatever. And so therefore, its graviton waves, the gravity waves, affected our time zone because on December 21st, 2012, the whole phenomenon comes to a high point. So, in order to assimilate the consciousness of what this time acceleration means to us, it becomes necessary for the body to modify its consciousness for acceptance. If you have an older body and a consciousness not developed yet, you will die. And, I mean, you will lose your body. And right now, I've got, in my own life, I've had tons of funerals around me of young people, much younger than me, in the last 4 or 5 years. I don't know how your life cycle is, if any of your friends have disappeared quickly. Sort of like a rapture situation. But that's the big picture as I see it. And I predicted that 20 years ago on my earlier shows on Whale Radio out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and KFOX out of Long Beach, California, my older shows. It's all been recorded. This would happen, and this is how it would happen. So now it's happening. Have you had any deaths or surprises in your life in the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, my brother died and a couple of good friends died. I'm about 51 and a couple of them went at 50. My brother went at like 44 and I noticed that people above the age of like 68 are going left and right around the county and so forth.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the real effect based on facts, on observation. And what I've tried to do here is to give you the big picture of how it all works. In my book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, I laid the foundation for it. And my newest book, The Inside Track, lays down the basic operating principles of all this stuff. With a history of physics going back 8,000 years to back up every word that I say, plus a huge amount of websites and places to go to verify the things that I made in this book. Almost every major statement I made in this book, I have a reference and a website or an author or some place to go to do more due diligence on it. Plus, when you get this other book, the new one I've got, you get a free pass to RaysOfTruth.tv website for a month, which has extensions of all the chapters already posted on this book that I wrote. But You're seeing it. You're calling it. It's really happening, like you're saying it. But I just wanted to fill in the blanks a little bit. I hope that you understand it better now.
Yeah,
it's not a bad thing that people are passing over. It only is a scary thing for the unenlightened to think death is the end of the road. These people can't handle what's about to go down here or starting to go down here. But for us, we like rock and roll. Were you a rock and roll fan back in the 50s?
No, I was pretty young then.
Yeah, but what kind
and
of
I would have been if I.
Well, in the 60s.
I would have been if I would have known.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just kind of a tease there, but you know, we're the rock and rollers now in
right.
life, and we can help people.
Yeah, I once had a dream that everybody was headed towards this like a waterfall, and I came to the conclusion later that I thought it was a gigantic black hole. And instead of running away from it, everybody was paddling their canoes and riding their boats and surfing, and all of them, like thousands of them from all directions, were going towards it. And I always wondered what that meant, but I think I know now.
Yeah, I think you do. I think I do. I think that is a perfect dream to go with what I tried to explain to you in my, you know, kind of old-fashioned way of explaining things to people, but. This is how I see it, you know, and it's not according to Hoyle, it's according to Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have fun. But I've been around and, you know, having had a little ET, God bless the Pleiadians, because I couldn't talk with such arrogance if I had spent 20 years with a Pleiadian named Semyasi, another couple of years with one named Anthony James, who used to work out at Sandia Labs, who was a Pleiadian that came here and actually hung out with me for a year. All my friends actually met him before he went back to the Pleiades. Between the two of them, they turned me on to a lot of knowledge. Now, I guess I had it intuitively built in because I understood them most of the time, but I'll tell you, there's many times when I would ask them to repeat themselves. And what I learned is with a Pleiadian, you get one request to repeat it, and if you don't get it then, not only do they not repeat it, you don't see them ever again. So you really got to be on your toes and listen with your hearing aid turned all the way up, because they're not about. Yeah, I'm serious. They treated me like, I didn't like that, you know. It was a little scary, but that's how it was, you know. And it's, you know, I'd have a conversation with Semyasi, and I wasn't getting it. She'd go away for 6 months, you know, like a big fight or something, and then 6 months later she'd come back. Did you get it yet? And if I got it, she'd go on. If not, she'd go away for the 6 months, you know. So they have a funny way of teaching. Because you're starving. Once you get a taste of this, you're starved for it, you know. I don't know why. You know, I just love to watch the sun go up and the sun go down. And I'm down in the lagoon. I like to watch the waves all over the ocean and all of that. But that ain't enough. I got to know what makes all this happen, why it works, and why we are what we are, and where we come from, where we're going. So I guess it's just a stupid drive or conquest or quest for knowledge that we all possess. And I know the bottom line is we are all everything anyway, but somehow or other the ego just doesn't buy that. You got to go through these lifetime, what I call lifetime experiences, feed the ego. And then
yeah,
something to do, you know what I mean? It's something to do.
I'm finding out the more we let go, the easier it is to go through this energies that are coming in now.
Oh, yeah. It's a hard one. With me, letting go is hard because, you know, I'm not a materialistic person, but some people think I am. Because I have to feed a lot of families. My company supports a lot of families, a lot of children. Their bread and butter comes, you know, from their paychecks that I write every week to their table. And there's a big bunch of them, too, not just a few. So I feel a little materialistic in the fact that I have to support so many people now, all my employees. But I do the best I can, and people out there listening tonight that make it possible. You know, and this is how the economy should work. You produce a product that saves lives, keeps people out of hospitals, allows people to feel good within themselves. We're all naturally built that way, but we don't get a chance to express it. And then put food on the table for everybody. So it's quite interesting. You know? And indirectly, we help Steve Barish buy his hot rod sports car, right, Steve?
You bet.
Of course, a lot of massages. I mean, you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in those massages. And if you were out here living here, you'd be working on me a lot.
I know I would be, buddy.
Yeah.
I know I would be.
About 12 hours a day.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot for answering my questions.
Absolutely.
I'm glad we helped you out. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, you did. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a great evening.
Bye-bye. Yeah, amazing.
We love helping people reach their goals, don't we?
Yes, we do. I think one of the important things I've learned through discipline is that we have to let go more and more, because the energies that are coming through are so strong that it's not necessary. It's not necessary for me, and I don't know why, to take on more. It's just necessary for me to let things go and to receive this energy and use it on the basic type of energy that I'm doing now. So every time I'm doing massages biweekly or weekly, it just becomes more powerful. And
yeah,
just
you get a big feedback from that. But it's a double-edged sword for you, because A, you get a feedback from it, but at the same time, you have to take on their crap and you have to process it.
Right. And
that's luckily you've got all your tools, your
processing
tools, your receptor and all that.
Right.
Process it with. I mean, anybody out there to me doing massage therapy does not have a receptor, does not have a projector system in there, is really, really shortening their lifespan. They really are.
Yeah, it's kept me going for a long time. I mean, I was doing 35, 36 massages a week, as you know. And I just decided just to cut my practice in half. And
massage take. How long are your sessions?
I usually take like an hour a session. That's about as much as people can take, because I'm already, what I'm doing, Fred, is not only am I doing massage, but I'm clearing them all at the same time.
Yeah, so
how
many
energy
calories per massage do you think you out of your body burn?
Boy, that's a good question. I know that the amount of energy that I use is a lot, but the energy that comes down from heaven that I'm using and goes through them and clears their chakras is just amazing to watch and becomes automatic after a while. But
okay,
you have
now
to do it.
Look at your diet. You know, I know you had meat involved in those times.
Yes.
When you were really eating bad, how much meat and stuff were you eating?
Oh, God. I was eating meat every day.
How much, though?
And, I would say I was eating a hamburger or a steak or lobster or something of that nature every day.
My favorites. When I was, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, and what I'm doing now is that I've switched to vegetables, and it's like night and day.
Well, the caloric output of vegetables is more than meat. But what you're getting the benefit of meat with the fat. But
well,
you're probably, sounds like you're putting about 8,000 calories in your body a day.
Well, I was, yeah, because if I was doing 7-8 people a day, I really needed to have a hearty breakfast.
Yeah, so what'd you have for breakfast? Steak and eggs or what?
Steak and eggs a lot during the week.
The problem there is cholesterol.
You bet.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
you bet.
Cholesterol with the fat, you know?
Well, it's a terrible way to live, to be honest with you.
It is a terrible way
to live,
but the bottom line was what kept you alive through that is you're probably burning up 3,000 calories a person.
At least.
And so you're eating 12,000 calories a day, actually more than that. Well, let's see, if you're doing 30 people, you need at least 1,000 calories. Well, let's see, a hard workout, you burn about 750 calories. So
at least.
The benefit of the 750. Okay.
At least.
So at 750 times 30, you're almost 21,000 calories a day.
Well, it's 21. If I'm doing, let's say I'm doing 7 massages a day, and each one is an hour, and I'm really doing, I'm putting 150% into my work, it takes a lot, Fred. I mean, you've got to really focus.
Even though you're putting, say, 8,000 calories in your body a day, you're burning close to 30,000. So so in physics, the Pauli excursion principle, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, and Newton's law of balance says that you're even with your horrible diet, you're 22,000 calories short. So you have to be getting that from somewhere. This is just workforce units in physics. That's all I'm saying. To manipulate your hands and squeeze people and pushing it and all the stuff you do. So you're at 22,000 calories. You're getting, so two-thirds of your energy you're getting from somewhere else.
A lot of the energy that I was receiving was I kept hearing this beautiful voice talking to me.
Sounds like sannyasi now.
It could be sannyasi, but it sounded more like a male. But I was told how many strokes to make, where the problems were coming from in the body, to focus on a toe, to get rid of a problem that's in the ear. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things you have to listen to. It's amazing what you can do when you give up things to receive a lot of different kinds of energies.
Yeah. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. Hi,
who's calling?
This is Dominic from England.
Oh, Dominic.
Oh, Dominic.
Yes,
on the phone there. What's going on over there?
It's just having a lovely, boring time in England. It's sort of lovely, boring weather and lovely, boring, boring, boring.
That's unusual that you call. Usually you do the chat room a lot.
I managed to put a kind of exclamation of yeah at when you said the show was on. But
basically, the chat room. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I love doing it. It's one of my favorite pastimes during the Dr. Fred Bell show. But, I was wondering, to protect oneself from flu when wearing the nuclear receptor, does one need to take the Pirillo formula? as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The parallel formula is for the trace mineral, and when you're wearing the receptor, your brain has to create heat energy, and trace minerals do that. They allow the better efficient combustion of fats and things that are in your body, like we're talking about. The trace minerals are like the propane for the fire, if you want to look at on an energy level now. They also do things for your thoughts and consciousness and hydrogen atom, but on the energy level, they're the flame. And, you know, like most people don't have trace minerals, and they're not taking any source of trace minerals. There's only a few formulas. Ours is not the only one, but there's only about 10 around the whole world that works. There's thousands of them that are phony, and if you don't have them, you're not gonna combust properly. So you're gonna produce, you know, obviously carbon, or DOS, or cholesterol, or bad HDL levels, all that kind of stuff.
No. Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed.
How's everything going over there?
I suppose. Well, it's been a rather quiet couple of.
You've been referring to people to my Facebook site, it looks like.
Oh, you better repeat that again. I heard you mention Facebook.
Yeah, because you're on Facebook with me, right?
Oh, yes. I try to keep my Facebook page busy, and lots of people like to say things. Put little thumbs up here and there, and I've been on it for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, well, you've referred a lot of people over to me, including a little English actress, I guess. I forget her name. It's kind of an unusual name. We left just a few comments, so keep referring people over. I love Facebook. I don't get to play with it much. I get to play with it maybe 10 minutes a day, but that 10 minutes is good. It's fun, you know. I really like it. So keep referring people over to me.
Yes, I'm kind of glued to it all evening these days. You know, it's placement for my television time.
Yeah, that's a great source of TV. Steve, when are you going to get Facebook, man?
As soon as I can get this new computer, I'll have everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you can get a great computer for $300.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, you get it at Best Buy. You got any Best Buys?
Yeah, we got Best Buys here in the city, yes.
Yeah, go down and get a Toshiba, that $300 computer. I bought two of them now.
Right.
That's everything that a computer for $2,000 did two or three years ago.
Well, I'll get one this week.
Yeah.
I'll go out and get one this week. I'll have somebody help me so I can be on the program next week so you'll be able to see me.
Yeah, $300.
Okay. $299. That's cool.
It's a Toshiba. It's very fast. It's got 160 gigabytes or whatever of memory. It's got one gigabyte RAM front end. You used to have to pay for all that. You used to get 256 pay and buy the rest. It's all there. It's got everything you need. You couldn't ask.
Okay.
$300, you don't need anything better.
Okay, that's great.
I even have mine hooked up to my TV set now, and I go to Netflix, and I go on Netflix, pick a movie. I got this little adapter, and I watch. Used to send the Netflix in. You get for $15 a month, you get two little discs and send them back and forth. I don't have to do that.
Oh, wow!
Put it into my computer and watch about 17,000 movies.
Wow!
Yeah, it's free. I mean, you pay your Netflix $8 a month, you know, and you're there.
Wow, that's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah, so I have my computer up. And that's what I do. And it plays on a 70-inch widescreen TV.
70-inch you have? Wow.
Yeah, you'll see it when you come. That's a big old monster.
Yeah.
I'm nearsighted, so I need a big screen.
Yeah.
I've got a friend.
Right? Vroom, vroom. I mean, this is how it goes.
That's wild, Fred.
Yeah.
I've never seen a television that big before.
Well, you'll see one here.
Wow. That's incredible.
Actually, I think it's 72 inches. It was
that
a monster. I got it over at Costco for a couple grand. I bought it when we first came down here. I had a big old set hanging in my house in Laguna.
Right.
And it was liquid crystal. The liquid crystal, you know, down for 72 inches is 12,000, or was then. So
mm-hmm.
this is LCD job, which is just as good, almost as good as the crystal press. Like $1,800 or something. I bought it last year for my Christmas present, and I've been using it ever since.
Do you still have your crystal room over in Laguna Beach? Oh,
yeah,
my God, that is...
Everything is the same.
That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, the only thing that's changed is the studio from the lower levels out here, and one bedroom from the mid-level is no longer there. Crystal room is there, the upstairs is there, garage is there, everything's the same. You know, Mikkel's over there half the month anyway. She goes over there and lives, you know.
Mm.
Go back and forth. I just haven't had time to go over there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That really, it was so gorgeous to see.
Oh,
just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, where do you see where we're at now?
Really?
Oh, yeah, you'll love it here.
Oh, that's got to be beautiful.
This place is like a paradise, you know.
Boy, oh boy.
Vibes, you know, I wasn't even looking for this place. It found me.
Wow.
Yeah, it found me. And we, you know, we wrote the book out here. We had the research done in Laguna for 3 years, and we wrote the, and part of it written. We came out here and we wrote the whole thing. In fact, I gave the first book to the owner of the property. I just leased this place. And someday I can afford a place like this, but it's you know, I own one place, but I don't own two.
That's okay. You're leasing, and that's wonderful because there's a lot of people who want to see you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we get this little thing going in Beverly Hills that's going on. We're going to have a lot people. We're going to have a real good setup. They can fly right into LAX and visit me all they want on a regular basis. We're just working on a little program right now.
Wonderful.
Spaceship, but I think we'll be able to announce this in a couple, maybe another month.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and you'll be involved, by the way.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we're out of time almost. We got a couple
it's
minutes.
It's 8:53. It's incredible.
Hey, goes. I just get kicked back here and enjoying the radio show, and all of a sudden it's 5:53. Wow.
Yeah, it's 8:53 out here.
And boy, I'll tell you, I'm just looking at the number of connections on the on both sides of the fence, and we've had the show 2 weeks, and we're pretty much exceeding our old numbers. I think Thursday night was a good choice.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
we got
really
100
great.
Connections on, over 100 connections on Ustream, and that's usually, you know, quite a few more viewers.
Wonderful.
Yeah. What I found out is the connection is an area, not of somebody's house, but it's
right,
an area.
Right.
And, oh, Vroom says, great to hear you. It's good to be heard. Yeah, Vroom. Okay. Gotta save up and start drinking Pirlo again. I have trouble with his nickname on the air is WMMBRRVRRMM. It's vroom vroom like your car, you know, vroom vroom, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It's supposed to snow here tomorrow. I can't believe it's gonna snow.
Yeah, it's 72 now. It's cooling off.
That's incredible. Does it get warm during the day out there?
Well, it was up to 90 today.
It was up to 90.
But the last couple of days we've had some rain, so it was probably down in the mid 70s, low 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it cools off after a rain, but this time it got hot.
That is so nice. I remember you had a lot of fruit out there that you guys were picking out there, too.
Oh, yeah, well, the avocado, since I did the feng shui on this place, put the pond in.
Right.
The avocados are growing twice as fast. I got 300 avocado trees with avocados on them right now, not about half the size of your fist.
Wow.
We're already picking them, you know, and normally they wouldn't be picked till December. We're picking them now.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's absolutely incredible. That's wonderful. How's Mikkel doing? Is she doing good?
Oh, she's really happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. So glad for you guys.
Like this thing we're doing in L.A. a whole lot. I'll tell you all about it when it happens.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
talk about it, but something big is happening, and we're going to do something really cool, and it's going to affect the whole world.
Wonderful.
You know, in a good way, you know.
Wonderful.
So anyhow, tell everybody how to reach you and everything. We gotta get
well, they can reach me at 585-746-8321, and I'll call everybody back if they need an answer with a projector, nuclear receptor. I'm more than happy to help them and keep it flowing for you.
Yeah.
I'm always willing to do that.
We got a lot of late people coming up on Ustream. Earlier we played a video off of YouTube of a lady who was a triathlon, 30-year-old triathlon lady, or maybe even younger, who was pretty much paralyzed, could barely speak from one Tamiflu shot. So
yeah.
This is the Inside Track, our new book. You can order it immediately, 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Type in Dr. Fred Bell or Fred Bell on the search engine. It'll take you to our phone numbers and all that kind of stuff.
I think that's going to be probably the best book you've ever done, Fred.
Yeah, well, that's hopefully, because the others, you know, the others were fun. We're bringing Death of Ignorance back with a new cover and a facelift and some new stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. But anyway.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Wonderful.
Anyhow, let's get the music going, and we're going to be out of here.
Okay.
Been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show at bbsradio.com. I'll let you know when I do some of the big, larger premier radio shows up and coming, hopefully. And Saturday night, still have the little old show that we do where you listen to the tape series of my earlier days. Till later. I know everybody wants Buddy Boo, so he's going to come up for a minute. And then I've got business meetings going on in the other room, so I got to get back to them. Buddy will be on here for a minute. He will be singing for you soon. Yeah, Boo. Buddy.